Hey everybody, we are back with another first run bald movies. This is a second run bald movie.
Second run.
Yeah, unfortunately, we weren't here to give you the preview of because it came out last Thursday. It's now Monday. It's 4 days later.
Yeah.
It seems like the popular consensus is that this movie is meh.
It is. It is meh. That's exactly how.
So you're
I feel
back
about
in
it.
The popular consensus.
I am. Yeah.
Well,
I usually don't like to. I like to be. I like to stick out. Have a different opinion. I'm contrarian, but
yeah.
Here, yeah, it's meh.
I actually want to go off on a limb and be contrarian and say I actually think it's not even meh.
Think so?
It's thoroughly underwhelming. Like I was expecting this mind blowing visual treat.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's not like The Matrix in 2017. I was expecting some interesting philosophical issues. I feel like this. So I just watched the original Ghost in the Shell last night.
Yeah.
And I found it largely incomprehensible. And it wasn't helped because it was very poorly dubbed in English. And if they paid those actors $2 an hour.
You gotta watch the subs, man.
To dub it. Oh, it wasn't available in the form. I was watching it on Amazon, and I watched the remastered version. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I cannot believe the violence that these people are doing with their apathy to these lines. Like it sounded like some George Lucasian bullshit they're trying to spout in the first place, but they're giving it with almost zero inflection and a machine gun pace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. This movie is a little bit more clear cut, but the bottom line is the state of the art in terms of philosophical issues brought up by artificial intelligence and the commingling of that with human society is Westworld. This I'm sure was really awesome and like, whoa, dude, when it came out in 95, 96, but
yeah, I mean, 22 years ago, certainly, it was way more interesting than it is now.
I feel like The Matrix took the ball further. I feel like the Westworld took the ball further. And now you're going and looking at, like, what was, instead of, I feel like this universe is neat and cool, and they could have done something else and more interesting, but they just didn't. They just wanted to make Ghost in a Shell live action, and that's not good enough.
Well, that's the problem I had. So I'm one of the people who didn't really care much for the original.
So you had seen it?
I had seen it, and I remembered thinking it was a jumbled mess of like philosophical and technical ideas that just skipped off the surface of the larger questions.
Yes.
And it kind of like they touch on a lot of things in this movie. Like there are a lot of questions that could be raised, but they never delve deep enough into a single one.
Right.
Not a single one. I mean, even the core premise of this movie doesn't get enough attention.
Right.
And I felt the same way about the original. And I think it was more of just like the flair and the feel and the visual style, frankly, of the original that made it so
cool.
And
that's the thing, like, if you've seen the original, there's no real surprises in here.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple of like shot for shot, like beat for beat remakes of animation to live action. I just don't know that's super interesting. Like the original Ghost in the Shell, Ghost in the Shell had groundbreaking visuals. Like,
yeah,
it clearly hugely influenced The Matrix and the visual style of things. And it's not just, you know, just like The Matrix didn't just owe a debt to Ghost in the Shell, but a lot of that stuff.
Sure.
You know, you can definitely see the DNA, but now it's like, you know, again, it's tired. It's the state of the art's moved on. They're like some of the effects with the Major when she's moving around in her cloak suit was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Some of these physical stunts were good, but to be honest, I felt like they kind of misused Scarlett Johansson because I've seen her be quick and precise and deadly as the Black Widow. She seemed slow and clunky through a lot of the wire foo and a lot of the stunt work here. And I'm again, it's like it's not her
with
fault.
A few exceptions, but
it's not her fault because I've seen her excel. But and you're right, there are a couple scenes that worked.
Yeah,
but the vast majority of the wire foo and the jumping around and like I thought that the I don't want to get into
spoilers. We'll talk spoilers later.
But yeah, unfortunately, I thought it failed in the big ideas department. It ultimately failed in the visual department, and there you go.
Yeah, I think I can get along. I can go along with that assessment. I'm a little more, I think, impressed by the visuals than you are. Even though we're about to talk about a preview for a movie that blew my fucking socks off when it came to visuals. But, okay. So it didn't do it any favors showing that
the last
up front.
Night.
okay, maybe there are a couple, actually. but yeah, I think it did a really good job of capturing the feel of that original movie. So if you are a fan of the original and you just kind of want to relive that in live action, I think this will be right up your alley. Even though,
but literally, you're going to be reliving this in live action.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Some people might be looking for that. Not me.
No. I was hoping because I had no affection for the source material. Other than it's really cool anime. And when I finally watched it, I was kind of disappointed that it wasn't better than it was. And I don't even think that's fair. It's just that, like I said, the state of the art for the questions this movie's asked has already advanced.
I just think it
feels old, and like when they're using terms like shell and ghost, and like what do they mean by your ghost?
I mean your soul, your spirit, your mind, that kind of thing.
Right,
yeah.
But I feel like it's weird that maybe that made sense in the original Japanese, but that term ghost, like they keep using it, and I'm like, I wish they'd, if they're talking about the soul, then say the soul. But I think in 2017, I don't know that I would kind of be scoffing and rolling my eyes if they start talking about, oh, well, it's the soul that survived. Like, what the hell does that even mean?
Right. I don't know.
Like,
I kind of
reject there's a metaphysical soul that dwells within us, and that would also dwell within a electronic shell.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about ghosts when we get into the spoilers, because I do think there are some specific things I want to talk about in regards to that.
And what's interesting is I think they could roll with a more supernatural thing, but like, the Matrix blended, supernatural and mystic influences with technological a lot more successful. But this is a completely technocratic world, and they're still talking about these souls and stuff rattling in the machine. And, I think they could have maybe come up with some better terminology or better plot about how, like, a person's essential humanity. But problem with that is, hell, RoboCop did that.
Yeah.
And in fairly compelling way. So, again, that's not exactly a fresh area of inquiry, even back in the original Ghost in a Shell.
Yeah, I think the real problem with this is there's just not enough time to explore any of the topics they want to talk about. I think this movie might, and I know that there exists Ghost in the Shell series.
Right.
I think it might be better serviced by that.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of interested because I know somebody commissioned Standalone Complex.
Hmm.
Kind of interested to see if they delve deeper into these issues and how that does for the subject matter.
Yeah, because I think if I'm judging this as like a chapter in a universe that they're going to establish and continue to explore in this concept, I might be a little bit more lenient. But I'm judging this as a Standalone Complex, and it's not great.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about anything else? The only thing I could think about we could talk about non-spoilery is, there was a lot of initial criticism and commentary about the social.
Oh yeah, with Scarlett Jo being
about the cultural
an Asian
appropriation.
Woman. Yeah,
yeah. So what do you think of, what did you think of that?
I kind of want to talk about that in the spoilers.
Okay, that's fine.
There's a weird bit there in the movie that mm-hmm. they kind of go for that I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay.
It's very strange.
But... All right, fair enough. We can talk about that in the spoiler section.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot that it's about a new season to start, so we had a lot of stuff to consider. Baywatch.
Okay.
I was not on my radar. I don't think it's going to be a good bald movie, but it kind of looks funny.
It kind of does.
It's got The Rock in it, who I have immense natural affection for.
Sure, he's great.
It's got
Zac Efron.
It's got that D'Addario, what's her face from True Detective, and that she's just like impossibly hot, and it's a Baywatch movie. So
oh yeah, her.
That's an
without the red hair.
That's an angle.
Okay.
Also.
Surprised to see in the opening, where it says this preview is approved for all audiences,
right.
Whatever. Down at the bottom, graphic nudity.
No kidding.
Graphic nudity. Did not see in Baywatch.
That.
Yeah.
I heard that that's one of the things that, that they got approved for a hard R, and they're going for like there's going to be a lot of like TNA and raunchy humor, which that
why not?
I don't know. I'm getting a little too old for that, but maybe maybe one last ride to see if I my eyes don't roll out of their sockets.
Yeah.
Baby Driver.
This I'm definitely
was not on
this.
My radar until 3 weeks ago when we did the Expanse podcast with our buddy Levi, and he said, "Did you know the new Edgar Wright film? If you don't know who Edgar Wright is, he's Shaun of the Dead. He's Hot Fuzz. He's Scott Pilgrim. Yes,
yeah, Scott Pilgrim."
And he's directing this thing called Baby Driver, and it's essentially about this late teenage, like, think Jason Statham, you know, with mixed with Scott Pilgrim.
Okay.
Like, Jason Statham, the professional, mixed with Scott Pilgrim. And that's kind of what it looks like. It's got Kevin Spacey.
It's got everybody.
It's got Don Draper.
Yeah, it got Don Draper. It's got Shane from The Walking Dead. Yeah, the cast looks stellar, and
it's got the Scottish cousin from Downton Abbey. That's the thing I mostly remember her from. As the romantic interest, I guess, of the Baby Driver.
Even if it didn't have an amazing cast, I think I'm in just
Edgar
Wright.
The pedigree, the creative pedigree.
He just nails it every time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm expecting a Hot Fuzz, like, send-up of the professional that's both badass and funny.
Yeah, and maybe with a little bit of heart thrown in, you know, just for good measure.
We talked about this a lot, but I wanted to talk about the Fate of the Furious and how I think they're ruining the film by giving away some really interesting things.
Yeah, so in this preview, spoiler alert for a preview of a movie.
Yeah,
that isn't
like honestly, I would skip ahead 2 minutes because this gives away a big thing in the movie.
So when I first saw the preview, I was like, how the hell is this waterfall of cars coming out of this building?
Right.
Why are people driving out these windows? Turns out it's all autonomous driving vehicles that she has control over
the mastermind
and is pouring them out.
Of the film has been able to take control of all the self-driving cars.
Right.
And that's a fucking cool concept.
Yeah.
And they fucking completely give it away.
They do. They give that away. They give away fucking... The Rock jumps out and redirects a torpedo from his own car to
all
another
the really
car.
And now there's a couple things you could look at this. You could say, well, that's just going to scratch the surface of the insanity. But I don't know. This feels a little like they don't have the self-confidence to.
But why?
I don't know.
I mean, everybody's going to see this movie, right?
I don't know.
Nobody's tired of the Fast and Furious series yet.
I don't know. I've heard there's a lot of behind the scene creative differences. Like, there's like a struggle for the soul of the product. Like, Vin Diesel wants to turn this into his own production company, and The Rock just wants to make an. And there's like some personalities, and I don't know. I don't know because I tend to not pay a lot of attention to that bullshit. But I'm just I just see that, and I'm like, wow, you are really giving away it now. If this is like, you know, tip the iceberg, then bravo.
Right.
But I don't know. Like, to me, I would have rather gone in this not knowing that Dom's the bad guy, not knowing that Jason Statham is going to have to work with The Rock, not knowing that
the autonomous vehicles.
Yeah, that the autonomous vehicle is going to be a big, awesome thing, not knowing that they're going to have a tank, not knowing that submarine's going to chase, not knowing that Rock's going to redirect a torpedo with his dick. Like, I there's a lot of those things I kind of wish I would just be delighted, because that's really all the Fast and Furious has got, the delight in seeing these crazy stunts happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
I'm hoping that it's just the tip and we'll get more during the movie, but who knows? I'm in, though.
All right. By the way, that's...
Yeah, so...
So wait a second. Before we move on, Fate of the Furious is our next bald movie, but I'm still not going to be back in town that Thursday night. So we're going to...
fuck.
I know, man. This is bullshit.
Are you going to be back Friday?
Maybe.
Okay.
I can't swear to it, though.
Shit, it might be a...
I know,
belated.
this is horseshit, this second run bald movie stuff. I apologize.
You know if you're going to see Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
it's
know
more like,
already.
It's more like the discussion. We're trying to foster discussion around it.
Okay.
Next is Stephen King's It.
Yeah.
This is another one I'm worried that just isn't going to live up to its reputation. How can it?
I don't think it's going to be very scary, but I'm not like one of those clown people. Like, I'm sure there are clown people out there.
Same.
Who are like, oh God, the scariest thing ever is clowns.
Right. And, but also it's kids. And I don't know, because I remember scoffing last year about reading The Shining, and The Shining scared the shit out of me. Uh-huh. And I don't know, like, if reading it would be scary, because I've never read it. I've seen the miniseries.
Yeah. I almost always think that reading books is scarier than watching movies.
Yeah, because your imagination can really, creep in. And Stephen King's very good at that. I don't know. I guess I'm interested. I just worry that the state of the art for scary movies is, the James Wan's world, and this is just going to be very tired and passe.
And we already know the concept to it, and it's like, it's got a lot of stuff working against it, although I think what they showed looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I just don't know how they're going to get me in this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did not talk about Transformers. I want to talk about Transformers, because they are trying really fucking hard to suck me back into Transformers.
Oh, wow, because I just saw it, rolled my eyes, and
how do you roll your eyes at Sir Anthony Hopkins? Sir Anthony fucking Hopkins is doing the narration for this. They've got some world-sized thing opening up. The visuals are fucking spectacular.
Look, sometimes Sir Anthony wants to get paid.
I know.
And he'll crack out a Zorro or something. Right. Like, it's not like he's the seal of quality.
Hey, you saw Zorro in the theaters. I know this.
I did.
So
had a good time.
Don't act like you're too good for Zorro.
I might be, as a 40-year-old man, I might be too good for Transformers.
No, I'm with you, but man, they're trying real hard to suck people back into that thing.
Did it really? Because I nothing in that movie, nothing in that trailer made me want to see it.
Wow. Like, I thought it looked like $1 billion.
Yeah. I don't like the Transformer design. I think they're too visually busy, and I think they're fucking up a lot of art design in this last decade with this too busy bullshit designs, but that's my opinion. Mm. I think Cyborg in the new Justice League is another example of the transformification that's ruining America.
All right.
All Eyes on Me, a Tupac Shakur biography film where this guy, Demetrius Shipp Jr., I think they built him in the same tank that they made Scarlett Johansson to be Tupac Shakur.
Yeah.
Because holy shit, he looks just like him.
Exactly like him. I can't even believe it.
Was I crazy, or is Danai Gurira,
she is,
the Tupac's mom?
I think that's his mom.
I think that's his mom, which is pretty amazing too.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to, and the guy they got, I don't know who they're playing. They've got playing Biggie Smalls, but he looks like Biggie Smalls. Like, they're casting the shit out of this movie.
Oh, I didn't see him.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. No, it looks like it's gonna be dead on. I don't know much about the death of Tupac or whatever, or what he really stood for. I've seen a couple interviews with him on like Arsenio Hall and whatnot. Yeah.
He seemed like a really smart, very talented guy that was taken right as he was becoming interesting on a level beyond just his
culturally
being a
rapper, relevant,
right?
Aside from his music. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And then, the result of that kind of violence in the music really changed the industry too. Like, they don't beef like that anymore. It's no profit in dropping bodies, apparently.
No.
I'm really interested in that. And then finally, Aliens Covenant. Do we want to talk? Like, I don't think we'd talked. I'd seen that a bunch of different times. I don't think you'd ever seen the new trailer.
Yeah.
The real one thing I want to talk to you about is Danny McBride. Do you agree with my assessment that it looks like a non-Danny McBride, Danny McBride performance?
Yeah, but he's totally silent. They don't give him a single damn line in this
trailer.
Oh,
he had a line or two.
No, did he?
Yeah.
I must have missed it.
It's more like, hold on, baby, and stuff like that. But I'm just saying, I didn't see him eastbound and down and up, which is what I'm looking for him to not do.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he can pull it off.
Pretty excited about that. It's going to be another upcoming Bald movie.
Yeah, it does look cool.
That was the final trailer I wrote down.
Yeah, I think that's all I had, too.
So, we are ready to get to the spoiler section. And
I
if
think
you
so.
Would like to join us in the spoiler section, all you got to do is be a club member. You can sign up at club.baldmove.com, where you get a myriad of features, not only these extended spoiler-filled reviews of the movie, but also extra featurettes like Lunch with Jim and Aaron, Quip, All of our podcasts recorded in video, so you can watch them instantaneously as they're being recorded. Tons of other stuff. Ad-free feeds. Get it all at club.baldmove.com. And then join us in the spoiler section.